Chris Morning Update, Wednesday, May the 10th. South Korean voters have overwhelmingly chosen the Liberal candidate Moon Jae-in as their next president. An exit poll suggests it put Mr. Moon on 41.4% with his nearest challenger Conservative Hong Jong-pil on 23.3%. Mr. Moon favors greater dialogue with North Korea and a change to the current South Korean policy. The early election was called after a corruption scandal led to the impeachment of the former president. Park Geun-hye is accused of allowing a close friend to extort money from the companies. She denies all wrongdoings. If Mr. Moon's victory is confirmed, he is likely to be sworn in on Wednesday. The exit poll was conducted jointly by three network TV stations. A Moon Jae-in presidency would represent a real shift in attitude towards North Korea. His policy is to increase contact with North Korea in contrast to the tighter sanctions of the last 10 years. He is unhappy about the deployment of the US anti-missile system on South Korean soil. As policies in South Korea looks like shifting, many skeptics remain who think that no amount of talking to Kim Jong-un will persuade him to renounce either his despotic power or his nuclear ambitions. Apple's value briefly topped $800 billion for the first time on Monday as the stock surged further into uncharted territory after Warren Buffett's Berkshire Hathaway disclosed it boosted its stake in the technology giant to nearly $20 billion in recent months. The billionaire's investors' investment vehicle discloses quarterly filings with Securities and Exchange Commission that Apple was its second biggest equity holding by value, after increasing its investment to $19.2 billion worth of the stock as of March 31st from $7.1 billion as of December 31st, 2016. Based on the March 31st closing price of Apple's stock, that means Berkshire owned about 133.65 million Apple shares, or 2.6% of the shares outstanding. That would push Berkshire up to fourth on the list of the largest shareholder, according to FactSet data. This stock ran up as much as 3.2% on all-time intraday high of $153.70 in the afternoon trade. At that price, and with 5.21 billion shares outstanding as of March 31st, according to filings, Apple's market capitalization reached $801.37 billion. Buffett said in an interview on CNBC earlier Monday that Apple's iPhone was a very, very valuable product that resonated with customers so well that they are willing to pay higher prices than for competitors' smartphones. And Amazon.com Inc. is due to unveil a new Echo speaker with a screen that will incorporate video calling capabilities, according to people familiar with the matter, keeping the online retailer one step ahead of tech rivals in seeking to control smart homes. The new device, which is expected to be announced as early as Tuesday, will also allow users to make internet-based telephone calls, according to these people, setting the speaker up to be core at a home's communications. Equipped with a 7-inch touchscreen, the device will be able to visually summon answers to verbal questions, providing information like e-commerce search results in a more digestible fashion. The new Echo, which has been in beta testing with employees for a few months, could start shipping to consumers as early as next month. The new device is expected to be priced at more than $200. The current Echo speaker, which doesn't have a screen, usually sells for $180, although it's currently on sale for $150. Late last month, Amazon introduced a separate Echo device equipped with a camera but no screen, Look, which is priced at $200. The Echo Look is so far only available to consumers via invitation. A student at Nanjing Audit University in the eastern Chinese city of Nanjing has become the world's fastest to complete the 14 exams required to become a certified chartered accountant, polishing them off in 13 months. Zhang Yudi said he was addicted to video games before he started to prepare for the Association of Chartered Certified Accountants exams when he decided to challenge and motivate himself. Now Zhang has received offers from PricewaterhouseCoopers and Ernst & Young, two of the big four accounting firms, but he has instead decided to study for a master's degree at Fudan University, majoring in law. And that's our update for today, and stay tuned for our update on Thursday.